Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has blown away the competition, bidding an outrageous $2 billion to buy the Clippers.
That team is worth $500 million.
Maybe $700 or $800.
Why is he doing that?
Because he just wants to be an owner. He wants to be an owner.
Okay.
You know, so, hey, they say he's worth $20 billion, and we do know this is it. He tried to buy the Kings. That didn't go through, so... He has a deal.
He told everybody. Oprah said, I'm out.
The David Geffen Group that included Oprah said to be worth $70 billion. They bid at $1.5 billion.
Wow.
The group that included Grant Hill bid at $1.2 billion. Not enough money. Ballmer has an agreement in place with the Sterling Family Trust signed off on by Shelley Sterling. Donald Sterling declared mentally unable to conduct his sale and his signature isn't needed. The league is expected to move on this ASAP. Ballmer, from what I understand, will need probably 25 years to see a profit on this deal.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Told y'all the Thunder should have sat Serge Ibaka last night. Albert didn't believe me. Spurs by 28, game 6 in OKC Saturday night.
The game was closer to the third quarter.
Yeah, but you would have lost by about 28 if Serge wouldn't have played. You would have gave him a chance to rest his injury so you can try to turn it around. Why? They won all four games during the regular season.
Did they win last night?
Last time they was in the postseason, they beat them four straight.
Did they win last night?
Shut up, sit down.
Did they win last night?
Super game 6 tonight going down live from the 305. Pacers must win the fourth game 7. I'm sure Melo will still be out celebrating his 30th birthday tonight. I hear Lala bought him a brand new vet.
Hey, girl.
Nice gift. Nice gift, you know. Hey. Right, two NFL ballers kicked out of a club last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
But first, MTO is reporting that Dwight Howard may be expecting child number 6 by baby mama number 2.
How much is that going to cost him over lifetime?
6?
How much is that going to cost him?
Well,
let's do the math here.
Math. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood, $6,000 to $7,000 a month, because this is his second child by her. So it could be anywhere to 10 stacks a month.
A month times 12.
That's 120. Times 18. Wow. So we have
about 2.4 million
somewhere in that neighborhood.
And then let me see, how much would a condom cost?
Oh man, $3.
Yeah,
$3.
$3.
What if we got ribbed?
What?
How much is that?
Let's just say $5.
A family pack. You could have got a family pack.
Like $20.
Those are really cute.
Could have went to Walmart and just came up.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the deal is, they're saying that she showed up at a cookout pregnant over the weekend. No one is saying out loud that he's the baby daddy, but that is, everyone is whispering it is. And she is also, of course, the mother of his other child, and he bought her a mansion. So this could actually make her the highest paid baby mama of the five.
He needs to go ahead and marry her.
Why not? Why not? I mean, he's too in now. All right, we spoke about Ravens rookie Lorenzo Taliaferro's arrest last weekend in Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. Well, now we know Jacoby Jones and Bernard Pierce were put out of a club in Ocean City, club called Secrets. Now, Jimmy Smith was also present with these dudes, but obviously he wasn't as twisted as the other two, so he wasn't put out. What's surprising about this, we know Jacoby Jones is the same cat that took the bottle to the head from the strip on the party bus.
Wow.
It seems to me that he would be at home with the playbook.
Chilling.
I don't know.
Chilling.
And, man, the Ravens, man, they're going to have like, their OTAs at the county jail.
Oh, my goodness.
Telling you, man. Everybody getting arrested
everybody.
They sound fun, though.
Terrible offseason for these dudes.
She said they sound fun.
Wow.
You can party
with them.
Now, DeSean Jackson of the Redskins now injured his hammy and OTAs, but the whole Redskins pride hashtag did way more damage. This was generated by the team supposedly to get support for the team's name.
Right.
But only thing came in were negative comments.
Wow.
Oh, it was awful. So there's probably a PR opening right now with the Washington Redskins if you want to join.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure that cost someone their job.
Just about hashtag Redskins. There you go.
Wow. Salty.